Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of June 16th, 2017. Today we're joined by our frequent guest, the prolific commentator, Mr. D.R. Tucker. How are you doing, D.R.?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Very well. So, D.R., a few weeks ago, our erstwhile president made what I regard as a unconscionable and calamitously, historically disastrous decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Accords, the famous Paris Accords, which are a voluntary organization, but is a program to try and address climate change at a global scale. Right? I bet you saw that, DR. So tell me, DR, The man in the Oval Office pulled us out. Can you give me a flavor of the kinds of things that have happened since then at a maybe whatever scale you prefer to talk about?
Well, there are a number of different developments. Hawaii announced that it would basically make itself Paris compliant, and it would do all that it could to sort of live up to the stated goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. China and Canada are working with, well, China with California and Canada with various pro-climate action states in the U.S. to basically pursue goals that were laid out in Paris. And most importantly, there's 12 states and the territory of Puerto Rico have joined what's known as the United States Climate Alliance, Massachusetts being one of those states that is basically committing themselves to pursuing the clean energy goals laid out in the Paris Agreement.
So do you think so I'll say it again, the United States Climate Alliance, that sounds like something that's going to have legs, right? I mean, this is, what you're describing is, 12 states, mostly on the East and West Coast, right? Where all the people live.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That are, are trying to be Paris compliant. Oh, there's a whole new vocabulary, right? We now have to have USCA and Paris compliant. What do you think, this is an honest question, I don't know the answer. What do you think it means to be compliant with the Paris Accords?
I would say that, these states are trying to do all that they can, or at least they're professing to try to do all that they can to sort of keep, their emissions from, staying under the sort of the two degrees Celsius, warning point, if you will, to try to pursue clean energy as aggressively as possible. And it's interesting to see this backlash, to take a 30,000 foot view, just how, I think you can make an argument that this is probably the story of the year, the level of backlash internationally to Trump's decision to pull out of Paris, which completely dwarfs the backlash that George W. Bush sustained when he pulled out of Kyoto. I mean, I thought that was a pretty significant backlash, but this is enormous compared to that. And it just goes to show you how isolated the United States is as a result of this decision.
Well, it's funny you should say that because, I lose track of the stuff I see, but it was either a tweet, I think it was a tweet by either the Angela Merkel or Mr. Trudeau up in Canada saying that how disappointing it was that the United States federal government pulled out of the Paris Accords. And it was very explicit that it was the U.S. federal government and not the people of the United States, right? The subtext being that the United States was going to come back at some not too distant future. Mm-hmm. I think that the backlash, what I find heartening is in fact that sort of unifying sense of unity in opposition to this horrendously bad decision that the dumpster has made, right? But tell me, so we shouldn't gloss over the fact that the state of Massachusetts is one of the 12 states that has joined the United States Climate Alliance, right? Massachusetts is in.
Yes, along with Vermont, another state that is regarded as a citadel for climate action. So that's very interesting. Although, unfortunately, another New England state, New Hampshire, is refusing to join in, which is a great shame.
Well, I guess what the point I wanted to make was this: is that our governor, Mr. Baker, who has covered himself in glory, so to speak, by saying that the United States will join Massachusetts will join the U.S. Climate Alliance, because I think that's the right thing to do. It's the right message to send. And I applaud him for it. Full stop, right? It's a good thing for him to have done.
Mm-hmm.
The next question, though, comes is what does that mean? Right. And it sort of touch on, you know, what does it mean to be Paris compliant? If we are going to meet the goals of Paris, and curiously enough, I would state it a different way, Dio. You said that we would target limiting emissions to 2%. I guess I was thinking mm-hmm. more in terms of saying that each individual locality, like the state of Massachusetts, would reduce its own carbon footprint by the, I think, 30% that we promised to the Paris Accord. Right. Mm-hmm. But either way, I mean, since both of those goals are pretty aggressive, the real question comes is, if our governor has committed Massachusetts to the United States Climate Alliance, what does that translate into in terms of actual near-term practical actions? Right. And I think that's an important question.
Well, what it should translate into is, support from the executive branch in this state for legislation to put a price on carbon. But that remains to be seen if that will happen.
Absolutely. I think that, that for my money, there's a couple of things. One is that we should stop this pipeline expansion. Right. Mm-hmm. Governor Baker, again, I applaud him for his United States Climate Alliance statement. That's great. That is inconsistent with building more pipelines and knocking down old growth forest in the Otis State Park or building a compressor in Weymouth, right? That mm-hmm. has to stop. I would say that the other important thing that the governor could do, if he's really and truly committed to meeting the United States Climate Alliance and the Paris goals, is to support the renewable portfolio standard increase. Mm-hmm. And let me just explain, that's a very geeky term, but in the simplest terms, it says the following: that Massachusetts has on the books a requirement that utilities have a certain amount of green energy, right? Clean green energy. That's called mm-hmm. a renewable portfolio that each utility holds. The law requires that renewable portfolio increase by 1% per year. That's the standard that we do. Every year they have to have 1% more green, truly green energy in their portfolio of where the state gets its energy from. There's a mm-hmm. bill in the Massachusetts State House that calls to increase that rate of increase. In other words, to go from 1% per year to 2% per year of increase in renewable energy in the renewable portfolio standard. And by the time you get to 2030, a 2% year-on-year increase is pretty darn good. Right? You go a long mm-hmm. way to meeting the Paris goals if you increase the renewable portfolio standard to more aggressively add on more clean energy each year. So I would say that that's an important thing that the governor can sign up to right now if he really and truly believes in being in the U.S. Climate Alliance. Does that mm-hmm. make sense to you? Does that ring true to you?
I agree, but it's not going to happen until and unless the public demands it and basically never lets him go in terms of living up to the commitments he's laid out here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, again, I don't want to play some kind of game of gotcha, because I think that the governor is in good faith would like Massachusetts to meet the Paris Accord. I take him at his face value. I think he's a reasonable enough guy. Then he understands what the issues are. But that kind of promise translates into concrete actions. And I would say mm-hmm. that besides the renewable portfolio standard, DR, you're quite right. The carbon pricing is a critical feature, right? You're not
exactly.
going to get very far down the road without some kind of a carbon pricing program. And the governor ought to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Same here.
Okay. Well, look, so I think that so the take home from this for me is that the president, in his usual bumbling way, may have created more general understanding of what the Paris Accord is and what needs to be done than he ever had intended, right? Mm-hmm. It's just sort of this perverse thing that he thinks he's going to relieve great pressure on himself, you know, and save America, when in fact he is just instigating the opposition. I think that there are serious efforts across the country to try and keep faith with the Paris Accord. Our own governor has said he wants to do it, and we have listed several ways that he could put his money where his mouth is and actually take that action. Right, dear?
Trump has awakened a sleeping giant, and that sleeping giant will now stay woke.
Stay woke. I'm going to stay woke. All right, so what we'll do is we'll put up some links to some of the stuff we talked about at the blog. It's at massclimateaction.org/blog. You can find us on Facebook at /massclimateaction. Please let us know what you think of the show and how well you can hear us. You can listen to us directly on your smartphone using Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Overcast, Podbean, SoundCloud, and other directories. And, of course, you can find us on iTunes. So we'll close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the United States put a long-term and equitable price on carbon. So, DR, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks.
Thanks to everyone for listening. It was a pleasure to have you along. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us, and until next time, be green.
Very cool.